When it comes to home improvement, sometimes you need a pro. But sometimes, you just need a little advice from a pro. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Yes, sir, it is. Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning.
This is a nice little upbeat tune. I like it. Put a little skip in your step, a little smile on your face, a little sparkle in your eye. Let's take Joy, Romy, calling from Tucson. It's follow-up on a call we took last week. Let's see what she has to say for us, to us, about us, or let's find out what it's all about. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning. Let me set this call up, though he just did. I called last week, and we ran out of time, and your Julia said you'd call me back. Well, much to my delight, about Wednesday, you were on my answering service. And I wanted to thank you so much for your professionalism. I don't find it much anymore, but your call just warmed my heart. Now,
well,
I'll get to my question.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm new in town, and I listen to your program, and, you know, just you're almost like family on Saturday morning.
Great. That's our goal. That's exactly what we want to be.
Okay. Well, I have a floor I cannot get clean, and I've looked into it a little more than I did last Saturday.
Okay.
Apparently, this floor is the original floor, and my house is 17 years old.
Okay.
Now, I talked to Vicki.
Okay. Which, all right.
Yeah, and she suggested vinegar water. Well, I'll tell you what, that really did do better than any of the soaps I've used, except my house smells like a salad.
All right.
Okay, now do you can you recommend anybody to me in Tucson to replace this miserable floor? You know, I'm a bohemian little girl, and it's once around the woodwork for me, and living with this dirty floor, it's almost I can't stand it.
Okay.
So do you have anybody you would recommend in Tucson to replace my kitchen floor?
Joy, we do. We do. I do not have the number here at my fingertips. I'm going to put you on hold, and Julia's going to pick you back up and get you a couple names and numbers. And the reason we don't have it at our fingertips is because right now, in the Rosie on the House Certified Network, we don't have a flooring contractor in Tucson. We have three who are trying to make it through the screening process, and we're going to let you be one of our blind shoppers to help us decide which one of these three is the best of the best. So we're going to work with you and get you some great names and numbers. We're looking for a flooring contractor in Tucson. We had a couple really good ones, but unfortunately they opted to go back into the full commercial line and not do residential anymore. It was a shame to lose them because they were great partners for a lot of years.
Yes, sir. Well, let's stay in the southern region still as we work our way north now to Oro Valley. Before we get up to Santan for Bob and Roger in Phoenix and John in Glendale.
All right.
Stop at Steve's house as he's looking over the beautiful Catalina Mountains this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Morning, man.
Hi, hey, I need your help. I've got a raised pool about a foot or 18 inches and also a fountain, and they're stuccoed. It's a fine kind of sand stucco painted. And there's white color that has leached through. I painted it once, and probably weeks later, it leached through again. And some of the stucco's even, brittled off. If you rub it, you know, a little bit will come off.
Now,
so I don't know if there's a paint that will seal it or what I need to do.
Well, the water reservoir obviously isn't adequately waterproofed, and the moisture seeping through the wall, and the efflorescence is appearing on the outside of the wall that's holding the reservoir of water. Am I picturing this correct?
Yeah, I don't see water, but that's maybe what's happening, yeah.
Yeah, you can't effervesce without moisture. So my recommendation to you is going to be drain the fountain and let it dry out very, very well. And we've got the weather for it right now. It's very dry, no moisture in the forecast anytime in the foreseeable future. Dry it out, and then you're going to want to get to Border Marvel and pick up a product called Thorough Seal. Okay. And they're located at Prince and the interstate. Border Marvel. Pick up Thuraseal. That comes in a powder, in a bag, and you'll mix that, and you'll apply a little concrete bonder to the existing interior surface of the reservoir, and you'll either brush this on with a big whitewash brush or you'll trowel it on with a plasterer's trowel. Let that cure. It's an epoxy-based waterproofing cement. We use it when we build hillside homes, when we build basements. They use it to waterproof water aqueducts in Europe a lot. It's an incredible product. I promise you, that will stop the moisture from bleeding through that masonry wall. Now, if you get effervescence after that, it's because the water is splashing somehow, some way back on the surface of the stucco. You can get a product from PPG Paints that stops and locks the masonry. It's an effervescent locking chemical that you put on there, and then you paint over that. But it won't work if the moisture's bleeding from the backside to the front side. I'd re-waterproof the fountain first. Make sure you're not evaporating or weeping moisture through the masonry. Once that's done, I'm pretty confident the problem is going to be taken care of. We appreciate the call. Again, in beautiful Oro Valley.
Yeah. Up to Santan Valley. Bob, welcome to the conversation.
Going up the old Florence Highway there, up to Santan. Hi.
Yep, Santan Valley. Hey, I got a stubborn door in my boys' room. The screws are walled out, but you know where you put the hinge.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like it just keeps coming out and coming out. You have any suggestions of what I should do?
It's probably
besides getting a new door.
Yeah. No, we can save you the cost of that. It's probably a hollow core door.
It is.
I would take the door off the hinges, bring it into the garage. Stand it with the hinge side up towards me. I'd take a drill bit and I'd drill out every single one of those holes, 3/8, quarter inch, something in that area. And then I would just glue. As a matter of fact, I'd probably go a little bigger than that. I'd probably go about a half inch. I'd drill it out a half inch. I'd glue a nice oak dowel in those holes, let it dry overnight. And then I would put the hinge, not hanging the door, take the hinge half, put it into its mortise, and then I would take a 1/8-inch drill, and I would pre-drill every one of those holes, and then I'd send the screws back home, and that door is going to be good for you for another 15 or 20 years.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, man.
Okay.
Little wood glue, little wood dowel. Little drill, you'll be all set.
1-888-767.
Do you agree, Mike? I mean, you're a door window guy. 4-3-4-8. Is that what you would do, Mike?
That's exactly what I would do.
Okay, I love it when we agree.
You're not trying to fire me. We could be on the same page this week.
No Debbie Boone. Keep the Debbie Boone off the music track, and we'll be fine.
That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Dale in Apache Junction, man. We're just making our way right through the state.
Good morning, Rosie and Romy. How are we doing this morning?
Hey, very well, Dale.
Hey, I got a question. And I got 40 acres up in Coconino County. Is there any restrictions about setting an overseas container in there on my property?
Oh, what do you mean by oversized? How defined?
An overseas container, one of those shipping containers.
Overseas. I thought you meant over. I thought I heard oversized. I can't hear her talk. I'm going to shut up.
Well,
no. Because I've heard conflicting reports from people saying that you should be on a foundation and other things like that. I didn't know if there's any restrictions or not in that area.
Well, how long have you had the property?
About 12 years.
Okay. So it'd be hard to go back and check with whoever you bought it from. Was there a realtor involved in the transaction?
Yes. In my contract, I don't see anything about restricting it. Okay. I didn't know nothing about that. While putting stuff like that, it's considered a recreational property. So there's not really any major restrictions or anything on it. You just can't mine or dig type minerals from the property.
I'm gonna be really surprised if you do have a restriction. I would simply check with the Coconino County Building Department, and they'd be able to tell you.
And either way, I would still not set it right on the dirt. That metal will last much longer if it's not sitting on the dirt. Build a small stem wall or get some. They've got
piers.
TP pyramid type metal stands that they put modular homes on. Get a hand, get enough of those, but don't sit it straight on dirt.
Okay.
Either way.
Okay. But it's not. I just hear different reports from people telling me that, you know, you've got to just put them on a foundation. And it's like, what kind of a foundation? What, you know? And I tried looking at the Coconino County website. I tried to look for anything there, and I can't find anything.
Dale, so, you ever just say, you know, this is my 40 acres. I do whatever I want on it. Y'all just hush up.
I know. I pretty much do. But I'm just too want to just, you know. They're already calling, come back and bite me. That's all.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple concerns anytime you set a unit like that on the ground. There are areas in Coconino County that have very unstable sandstone and shifting powder type. I've built east of Flagstaff there, out in soil that was just junk, and it can be very unstable with fissures and whatnot. So I would encourage you to put it on some kind of a pier platform. You want to go below freezing, so you're going to want to go to about 18 inches deep minimum. Maybe it's just four piers. Those units are definitely strong. You do not need a continuous footing underneath those. You just need to support the four corners up out of the dirt, and I think you'll be fine. That would be the way I would go. But again, I would also get into the Coconino County Building Department and visit with somebody up there as well.
Appreciate the call. Let's move over to Glendale and bring John into the conversation.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I have a house that's about 15 years old, and it's got stucco. You know, it's been stuccoed, and the stucco is flaking and chipping and coming loose, I guess. It's almost like it's rotting.
Yeah.
I was wondering, is that something you have to peel it right down to the bare bones and start all over again, or match it, or
well,
how does that work?
It really depends how bad the situation really is.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what happened. I already know. When they were stuccoing the house, it was a dry day and the wind was blowing. And the stucco was drying too fast for it to hydrate and adhere to the base coat. Either that or they applied it over right after a dust storm, one or the other. Okay. But you could, generally speaking, we can save these textures with a light, and I'm talking light, power wash job and a good paint job. Prime it, two coats of a 100% acrylic exterior paint. You'll want to get to your PPG Pittsburgh paint store to get the right product. And generally speaking, with the right paint, we can save these situations. Not very often does it result in you having to strip all the stucco off. We can probably save it and stabilize it with good paint.
Roger in Phoenix also has a stucco question. Jackie wants to talk about her disposal, and we have an available line for you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.